On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team is off until Tuesday when they will host Minnesota Duluth. Jermaine Crockerell with us. Had to sit out the first semester after transferring. Is that the toughest 3 or 4 months you've ever had where you had to practice and no play and not being able to contribute at all?
Yeah, it was really hard. There was times where I was frustrated going into practice and stuff, but to be honest, it just only made me stronger, I think. It just helped me out learning the offense and stuff like that.
Is it true that you can maybe learn a little bit just watching the game from up above and seeing the play progress and see the offense and the defense progress a little bit from up above?
Yeah, it seems like in the games it goes by a little faster and stuff, and just watching it, it's a little slower and stuff, and you just learn it from the mistakes guys are making or anything like that.
It seemed to work. Had a great weekend, your first weekend. Is that about as good of a way to start a career here as you can imagine?
I feel like I could play way better than I did. Made a couple mistakes on defense and stuff like that. It just feels good to be here at this school in this program.
Why'd you choose BSU?
The coaching staff and James Ellisor. Yeah.
James, off the court or on the court?
Both. He's a good guy, and he's good on the court as well.
What's the biggest transition for you from Arizona to here? I would assume the weather, but maybe not.
Oh, yeah, the weather, definitely. And then probably just say the guys are way stronger, and they'll bump you a little bit more and stuff like that.
Do you like the style? Do you like what you've seen here out of the league so far?
Yeah, that actually makes me play harder. I like whenever guys get physical and stuff like that. I mean, I'm skinny, but I don't know. I think I got a heart of a lion, so I just try to play hard.
Well, Jason Edwards has proven that you don't have to be the biggest guy out on the court to be successful. Correct?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I mean, he's feisty. He gets in you, and that's all you really need is just play hard.
This team really has 10, maybe even 12 guys that can go out there and contribute and play to their role. You missing the first semester, is it hard to figure out what your role is, and how do you feel like you fit?
Yeah, at first it was pretty hard to figure out the role, but Coach sat down and talked with me and told me what I needed to do and stuff, and it just goes to show how deep our team is this year. We got guys that come off the bench and score, too.
It's pretty easy for a team that has 10 or 12 guys that can play where there's people that are upset that they're not playing enough. Has there been any of that going on in the locker room?
No, I think all our guys are good. It's whenever they know it's their time to come in, they come in and do their job. And I mean, that's what holds us together. I think that's why we're so good this year. Nobody complains or anything like that in the locker room. It's just a good locker room.
Did you have a good break?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Santa came by and dropped off a few gifts, so it was pretty good.
First couple practices are brutal, though, coming back, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, I feel slow. I feel like an old man out there. I can barely move, but it's just fun being out there.
Good luck Tuesday night.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.